This is the Seabed Daily Text. First word, last word, God's word. Enlarging our vision of the word of God. Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Consider this. For the word of God to gain real prominence in our lives, at least two things must happen. First, we must gain a much larger perspective on Scripture, and consequently a much grander vision. Second, we must learn to read at a whole new level. In pursuit of the fulfillment of Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9, I began collecting the words from Scripture that themselves testify about Scripture. In other words, what does the Bible say about itself? A couple of years back, I began to craft these words from Scripture about itself into a kind of short creedal affirmation. Here at the midway point of the series, I wanted to share it as an encouragement. I encourage you to affirm it aloud. I believe in the living Word of God, who is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And I believe in the written Word of God, the Bible, the Holy Spirit-inspired authority of the people of God. God's Word endures forever, is sweeter than honey, more precious than gold, sharper than a double-edged sword, judging the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This Word is perfect, trustworthy, right, radiant, pure, firm, and flawless. It refreshes the soul, makes wise the simple, gives joy to the heart, is a lamp to my feet, and a light to my path. God's word teaches, corrects, rebukes, and trains. It cleanses and prunes, feeds and nourishes, is purposeful and powerful. It burns like a fire in my bones. It always accomplishes the purposes for which it is sent. God's word will be on my heart, on my gate, on my doorpost. I will talk about it when I lie down and when I wake up and when I walk along the road. I will read, ruminate, rememberize, research, and rehearse it, building my life on the rock of God's word. Indeed, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. It will be the first word. It will be the last word. This is God's word. I wonder if you would consider affirming this each morning for the rest of our series. The prayer, yes, Lord, there is no other word that endures forever. I want to stake my life on the promises of God, which is your word. Would you enhance my perspective, enlarge my vision, and open my life wide that your Spirit might write your word on my heart. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And the question. I'm working on getting this into a format that might be suitable for framing. My dream is to see it on every single one of your breakfast room walls. I want it to become the kind of thing that your grandchildren see every time they visit. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.